This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The aircraft that crashed into a residential complex in the Brazilian town of Venados, killing 61 on board, did not report any emergencies to officials, authorities said on Friday. Air Brigadier Marcelo Marino, the chief of the Brazilian Center for Investigation and Prevention of Aircraft Accidents, added that information was still premature, but that the body was committed to delivering a report on the incident as soon as possible. Regional carrier Vopas said the plane took off from Cascavel in the state of Paraná and crashed at around 1:30 p.m. in the town of Venado, some 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
Evacuation orders triggered another exodus of Palestinians from eastern districts of Khan Yunis as Israeli troops launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters, who they claim still operate there, despite repeated offensives. Israeli officials have said they believe Hamas's newly appointed top leader, Yahya Sinwar, could be hiding there. Mediators have renewed their push for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. Israel said it would attend August 15 talks called by the mediators. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerians and business owners are counting their losses after days of protests over inflation and other economic hardships. Arthi Thiaparin from Reuters has more.
The situation has led many people to fear traveling, says interstate transporter Thank God I Once, who is also the chairman of a driver's union association.
Well, people did not travel because of they want to know the outcome of the protests.
A Nigerian government minister said the unrest was costing the economy more than $320 million a day. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu has defended his economic reforms as necessary to reverse years of economic mismanagement. Tinubu has called for a dialogue and a suspension of the protests. But some who marched on Friday in memory of those who died during clashes with police say he has more to do.
And that is why I'm out, to demand that the president meets all of our demands and to end bad governance in this country.
Arthi Thiaparin from Reuters. A man who used social media to stoke racial hatred during far-right violence in Britain and encouraged people to torch hotels housing asylum seekers has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. The sentencing on Friday of Tyler Kay was among the harshest for people who have taken part in or encouraged violence in the past 2 weeks. Nearly 600 people have been arrested since violent disorder erupted last week, following misinformation spread online that incorrectly identified a mass-stabbing suspect as a Muslim asylum seeker. Thailand's disbanded opposition Move Forward unveiled a new political party on Friday that will be the biggest in parliament, promising to advance reforms and a controversial plan to amend a law that protects the monarchy from criticism. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
Thailand's largest opposition party regrouped under a new name on Friday. The party that had been called Move Forward was dissolved on Wednesday by the Constitutional Court, which ruled its campaign to reform a law on royal insults risked undermining the constitutional monarchy. Move Forward's liberal agenda made it other powerful enemies. All 143 of its surviving lawmakers have joined the new grouping, renamed as the People's Party. The People's Party vows to advance reforms and amend Article 112, the controversial Lese Majeste Law. The royal defamation law in Thailand is one of the world's strictest of its kind. It punishes acts deemed to insult Thai royals with up to 15 years imprisonment for each perceived crime.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. Algerian boxer Amani Khalif has won a gold medal at the Paris Olympics on Friday. Khalif beat Yang Liu of China in the women's welterweight division, wrapping up the best series of fights of her boxing career. Cheering crowds have embraced Khalif in Paris, chanting her name, waving Algerian flags and roaring every time she's landed a punch. That's even as she faced an extraordinary amount of scrutiny from those who questioned her sex or falsely claimed she was a man. She thanked her supporters and said her win was a dream for 8 years. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.